It's the ultimate high-fiber diet. These creatures can even eat wool. They do have some saving graces. Just as dust mites clean up our dead skin, carpet beetles mop up the hair we shed, as well as any dead insects they find. But it's curtains for the cardigans and the carpet. Meanwhile, an armor-plated part-time cannibal is cruising the corridors looking for a damp patch. No more than 20 millimeters long, the woodlouse is a miniature garbage disposal unit. They eat rotting plants, mold, their own feces, and if food's short, other woodlice. They shed their scaly armor around 6 times a year, but being caught naked can be a dangerous business. Woodlice will eat their own shell, their neighbor's shell, or their whole neighbor if they catch one mid-molt. They breathe through their gills on their underbellies, which they must keep moist to absorb oxygen from the air. And they can take in liquid from either end, through the mouth or tubes near the rectum. It doesn't matter, as long as they're the right way up. What goes in as liquid doesn't come out that way. What most would pass as urine, woodlice excrete as a gas. And these occasional cannibals could be handy in the first aid box. In the past, they were prescribed as an indigestion treatment, maybe because of the high calcium content of their shells, hence their nickname, pill bugs.